Thank you, Matthew. Now we have reached our last batch of news, a real mixture as you hear about weeds on the Broads, road closures and, as if we could ignore the football club this week, the launch of a new sticker album for Norwich City. That and more odd items make up our last set of news items.
A killer fungus has been deployed as a biological weapon against alien invaders sweeping across the Norfolk Broads. Himalayan balsam, a waterside-loving weed with attractive pink flowers, is spreading so rapidly in the Broads that scientists have become concerned about its impact on the riverbanks and biodiversity, as it outcompetes native plants and increases the risk of soil erosion and flooding. Tackling the invasive species can be difficult and expensive, with the Environment Agency estimating it could cost £300 million to eradicate it entirely from the UK. But scientists have been encouraged by the results of a Norfolk project which uses a natural agent in a targeted attack against the alien plants. Last year, a research team from the Rapid Life Project, the Norfolk Non-Native Species Initiative and the Broads Authority released Himalayan balsam plants infected with a killer rust fungus onto sites around the banks of rivers Wensum, Glavon and Bure, and they have since observed the diseased plants spreading. Jim Papworth, Estate Director for Wroxham Home Farms Estate, is one land manager battling the scourge of Himalayan balsam. He said, "Himalayan balsam is everywhere, not just along the edge of the Broads. It spreads so fast, you don't see it one year, and then the next year there's an explosion. There are so many places where it grows that are inaccessible to cut it back. So if this method works, it could be ideal."
A display of people power has seen a city street left out of the permit rollout, despite warnings from councillors it could leave it vulnerable to parking troubles. Following the unusual step of conducting a second consultation, councillors agreed to bring in parking permits for the so-called Welsh streets in the Golden Triangle area of Norwich. However, one road that will not be included in the rollout is Carnarvon Road, after a petition calling for it to be excluded was submitted to the Norwich Highways Agency Committee. A decision over introducing permits to a string of roads in the area, including Denby Road, Milford Road and Swansea Road, was originally due to be made in March, but confusion over the first consultation saw a second held. One constant in both consultations was that those living on Carnarvon Road were broadly against the proposals, and after a petition signed by more than 100 people was also handed in, the committee agreed to leave the road a permit-free zone for now and reassess the situation in March.
Months of work to improve gas connections in an area on the outskirts of Norwich get underway more than a month after they were originally scheduled to begin. Works to replace ageing gas mains in the Plumstead Road area were initially scheduled to start on Monday, July 29th, but were postponed at the 11th hour by providers Cadent. These works have now begun, and we'll see stretches of the road into the city close on interval, beginning at the end closest to the Heartsease roundabout and progressing towards the city. A spokesman for Cadent said, "The work involves diverting existing low-pressure gas mains and replacing ageing medium-pressure gas mains. This essential work will help ensure local residents keep on enjoying safe and reliable gas supplies until the dawn of the 22nd century." Bus services during the works will be diverted via Hillary Avenue and Borrowdale Drive, heading out of the city only. Services towards the city are unaffected.
A busy city road was shut after an owl was stuck in a tree after an event at a hospice. Firefighters were called to Unthank Road after the bird escaped its handler during an event at the Priscilla Bacon Hospice. The barn owl's owner, who asked to remain anonymous, praised the fire service for the help in retrieving their bird. "I don't normally do events, but did it for the Palliative Care Hospital at Priscilla Bacon Lodge, as they need funds to help pay for a new hospice based at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital." He said this owl doesn't free fly normally and would be asleep during the day. "She got away from me and flew into a tree to roost. I phoned the fire service and they were amazing. Without their help, the owl would have stayed there until dark and then could have gone anywhere. Because she doesn't free fly, she wouldn't have been fitted with a telemetry. It would be strange rescuing a bird from a tree, but if we didn't get her back, she would have starved as she is captive bred and doesn't know how to look for food."
Got, 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 got. Need. These would be the thoughts of every single Norwich City fan over the next few months as the first ever official sticker album is launched. The Norwich Evening News has teamed up with the Carrow Road Club to release an album dedicated solely to the Canaries, the club's best moments, players and managers. The album will be on sale at newsagents all over the county and the club's official shops for the unbelievable price of just £1. Then, from Monday, September 30th, you will be able to get your hands on sticker packs of 5, also for £1. Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News editor David Powles said, "We're very excited to be launching a project that we hope city fans of all ages will love. It always seems strange that, given the popularity of both football and the club, a sticker album had never been released." Norwich City's Chief Operating Officer Ben Kensel added, "We're really pleased to launch what is a unique product for this football club. We jumped at the chance to partner with Argent on this and are very excited to get the sticker book out there for the fans. We think it's a fantastic product and can't wait for it to go on sale." There are 230 stickers to collect, including 10 shinies depicting great moments from the club's history. The book is split into sections which include the current first team, Canary kits through the years, goalkeepers, defenders, midfielders, forwards and managers.
7 works by a Victorian taxidermist go under the hammer in a Norfolk auction house. Thomas E. Gunn was born in Lakenham, Norwich in 1844, and before he was 40 had gained a reputation as the finest taxidermist in the world, running his business from St. Giles Street in the city until his death in 1923. Now, 7 cases of his work will be sold at Keys Auctioneers and Valuers in Aylsham as part of a 300-lot ornithological and natural history sale. This will be the 7th year that Keys has run the specialist sale, which is now regarded as one of the most important of its type in the country. Oscar Crocker of Keys said, "In the days before wildlife documentaries on television, and before people had the means to enjoy the extensive habitats we have in this region, taxidermy was an important way of showing wildlife to a wider audience. There is a rich heritage of Victorian taxidermy, and here in East Anglia, we have a number of the world-leading practitioners, including Lowne of Great Yarmouth and Lockwood of Fakenham. But the undisputed master was T.E. Gunn, whose cases remain hugely in demand today. In its day, taxidermy was also an important way of educating the wider population about wildlife and the natural world. T.E. Gunn cases on sale in the auction include an otter, a crested grebe, pheasants, a grey parrot, and an albino dove, as well as three fallow deer heads.
A new gaming shop will be opening in Norwich's Castle Mall this month. Arcade and video game business Retro Replay will be opening on Saturday, September 28th. The company is run by 24-year-old Glenn MacDonald, who is hoping to take customers on a trip down memory lane, bringing back games from the 1970s and 1980s. However, as well as the classics, Mr. MacDonald will also have a range of modern games. He said, "I'm really excited about the opening of Retro Replay as visitors rediscover the games of their past and new gamers can learn just how far gaming has come." Retro Replay, which will be on two floors at Castle Mall, will feature more than 40 retro arcade machines and 20 retro console setups, all with original hardware. He said, "You will be able to experience classics such as Space Invaders and Afterburner, through to more modern hits like House of the Dead, Tekken, and Ridge Racer, to name a few."
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you enjoy everything we have chosen to record. All the items are taken from the Eastern Evening News. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox. Thanks go to the whole of today's production team. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Peter Murch. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Our office is not manned every day, so if we do not get back to you immediately, do not worry, as we will return your call. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, before we go, we'll remind you again that you have the delights of the Norfolk Magazine to listen to as well this week on the second memory stick in your wallet. So it's now time for your readers on part two. That's me, Stephen Shepherd.
And Marianne Penn.
To say goodbye for this week.
Goodbye.